still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
All right, let's get this over with. 10 o'clock on the dot. It is time now for Brady to entertain you all. We call this the Entertainment Drill, and it is brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense systems. You want to get involved in this thing right now. Their seminar's coming up here. June 28th, I believe, is the one they've got for the handgun and gun safety seminar. It's amazing. It's unbelievable. It's weapons defense, actually, is that one. It's a really good seminar. Teach all sorts of stuff. Talked about de-escalation with somebody the other day who does private security, which is an absolute unbelievable, like eye-opening machine of work that you do. And it's actually not fighting. Sometimes self-defense is to not fight. Like Miyagi used to say, the best self-defense is you didn't get in a fight in the first place. Get out of there. And they teach you all that stuff. The seminars plus time in the gym. Normally that would cost you thousands and thousands of dollars. For $199, you get a month of training. And that seminar that's coming up in June for weapons defense, which is unreal. Unreal. Private training like that would cost you thousands of dollars. They're giving it to you because they want the world to be better. You want to be sheepdog, not sheep. And the whole world getting that way would make it a lot tougher on the bad guys. That's where it works. ReactDefense.com. Sign up right there. Phoenix, Glendale, and Chandler. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady Entertainment.
During the 30th anniversary screening of Pulp Fiction last week, wow, John Travolta revealed how he snagged the role of Vincent Vega. He was at Tarantino's house. He was a huge fan. He went over to Quentin's apartment, which used to be John's apartment back in the day.
No kidding.
They spent almost 24 hours together. The first thing they did was play John Travolta board games. Tarantino had the board game versions of Saturday Night Fever, Welcome Back, Kata, and Grease. And during each game, Quentin would wanted John to randomly throw out lines of his characters that he would have said.
It's like he just made me perform the entire time, which was kind of cool because, you know, I thought we were just going to have gay sex, but it turned out that he wasn't one of those, and I am, so I just left.
And when they were done playing games, Travolta decided to help Tarantino with his finances. Since Quentin was younger, struggling artist, he sat down, went through everything he made, and made sure Quentin was on the right path.
Nice.
Week later, he has Pulp Fiction. He's like, Travolta's the guy for this role.
And you got to remember, that's when John Travolta was like, nobody wanted him. He was the weirdo. He came back with the Look Who's Talking movie, but that was the one that really put him back on the map. All his movies were bad.
Well, he had gems like Staying Alive.
The 80s were terrible for
him. That one with Jamie Lee Curtis, the Perfect or
something. Go down the list of Travolta's and the movie where he was an angel, Michael.
Oh, yeah.
He had, there were some bad Travolta movies in there. I always used to try to do a Quentin Tarantino impression. No one will get this but you guys in the room. But it always turns back into Larry Mack.
Okay.
You can't help it.
Like, that's true.
It's like if we try to talk like Quentin Tarantino, if you ever met a guy named Larry Mack who used to work here, you can't do a Tarantino without it.
Okay. What I really wanted to do, okay.
When we had him on the phone, I thought, wait a minute, is this Larry Mack?
Yeah, well, because and then you're like, well, this impression's impossible because now it's going to turn into like this thing nobody gets.
I first did Pulp Fiction, okay? That's really what I wanted to do, okay?
Look at these gems here.
Oh, terrible.
I mean, Urban Cowboy Twist Blowout was good, but then Staying Alive.
Two of a Kind. Yeah. Twist of Fate. Take a Chance. Perfect was brutal. I don't know what half of those are.
Yeah, The Basements. I never heard of that.
Then Look Who's Talking brought him back. Look Who's Talking 2 was a monster. Eyes of an Angel. Michael.
Oh, Boris in the Time.
Michael was another one that turned him around, too, because he got nominated for that one.
Did he? I don't remember him nominated. I remember women liked it. Yeah. And then Pulp Fiction happened. And it's like, oh, he does other stuff now. And after that, it didn't get much better.
Get Shorty. Broken Arrow, come on. Christian Slater.
Oh. Broken, that's such a bad movie.
Kevin Bacon visited the high school from Footloose. for its 40th anniversary. The students reached out to him together into his foundation.
And still, there's no dancing.
That would have been great if he...
If Lithgow showed up.
Yeah.
Get away from my daughter.
You're still alive?
No dancing. Hmm.
Taylor Swift. Okay, I'm going to direct this, okay. Lithgow, no dancing, okay? Travolta, dancing.
Yes.
Okay?
No dancing, I don't want to dance. Take it away.
A little bit of everything, and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Taylor Swift's Tortured Poets Department has broken everything on Spotify.
All of it.
Whatever.
And now, I was reading this weekend because a couple years ago, a guy gave an unfavorable review to her album. And the Swifties tried to kill him. They were like death threatening him, like real live death threats. We know where you live, posting his address. So they're like, they took his name off the review. If you have a bad review of a Taylor Swift album online, they won't post your name. Like if you're
Paste Magazine.
Yeah, Paste Magazine did it, what, two albums ago?
2019.
And the guy got so many death threats that they're like, if there are bad reviews this time, we won't put where you're from and what publication and who you are. It's just a bad review. Because the Swifties will kill for her. It's getting out of hand.
The 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees are...
Pretty good list.
Yeah, it's not bad. Mary Jane... Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, Ozzy.
Ozzy's in.
A Tribe Called Quest.
And that's a good one for people who, like, if you like hip-hop a little bit, go back and listen to A Tribe. Are you big with them at all?
Yeah, they're good.
Fife Dog is a poet. That dude, before he died, the stuff he was doing was awesome. And their last album, which had some clips of him in it, it's really good. It's like a rock and roll mentality. Those dudes, they've got an edge to them. But Ozzy being in, that surprised me. He must be in with Black Sabbath.
He is,
not by himself. Which I would argue that he's more successful than Black Sabbath. Mm. Right? John?
Yeah, maybe.
You don't think?
But Black Sabbath, they were innovators in what they started the movement.
Band. I guess. But I mean.
And two artists are being receiving an award, Musical Excellence Award. Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, God.
Well, the good news about that, I'm going to put some silver lining on that. He wouldn't be getting that unless he was dead. So at least we got that.
I guess that's one way to look at it.
Yeah, the best way to look at that is he had to die to get it. So we win anyway. Ozzy being in there is great. Mary J. Blige is a little weird to me. I don't necessarily think she's Hall of Fame. Kool and the Gang for sure.
I'm hoping Ozzy does Margaritaville.
I'm a little bit off on the Dave Matthews. He's more volume than he is good.
Seems like he got in early.
He kind of became a
dude. He's been around 30 years. Love him, though.
I know, but that doesn't make
you. It's the dead of our generation, I guess. Band, you know, yeah. Basically.
But the first album and a half, a couple albums, the guy popped off some hits. Like, he was rocking some, like, this. He's going to be something. And then everything after was just.
Pearl Jam.
Sort of. Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Just his fans are the ones that bought his later stuff.
He's relevant, but is he Hall of Fame relevant? He's on the fence to me. Ozzy, no question.
What about Foreigner?
I think for sure.
They're in, but they're a bubble in. I don't see them as like innovative rock and roll. They had a few hits, good songs.
Well, if you're talking a few hits, Frampton.
Well, yeah, no, Frampton was, but Frampton's an innovative guitar player.
He is.
Like, in the world of rock, Peter Frampton is an innovative guitar player.
He should be in on one album alone. That's about it.
And he did more with that one album than Foreigner did with everything, as far as numbers and impact. I don't know. Foreigner's questionable. Well, I'm fine that they're in, but it is questionable. That Rock and Roll Hall of Fame starts that debate every year. But I like that Ozzy's in. That'll be fun to watch. Too bad he and Dolly didn't get in the same year. Have those two do a song together instead of Halford. It's 10:09. Larry's coming up next. He's going to give you some last chance shots at U-Fest coming up Friday. This week is packed full of U-Fest last chancers. That place is packing up, too, by the way. Hell of a show. If you want to buy tickets, 90 at KUPD.com. Wouldn't be surprised if we run out of those things pretty soon. That's it for us. We're all done. You guys have yourselves a great Monday. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect. 98.